Fuck LSU.
We keep it 100. We keep it 100. Hey, country cousin. We keep it 100. We keep it 100. Hey, we keep it 100.
It was bad calls, but it was terrible offensive play by Miami.
The coach sucked. The motherfucker had how many years at Georgia? He's a runner.
Mark Richt.
Yeah.
He's a good. He gets talent. He gets the right people in play. He don't have people fuck up. But at the same time, you're right. He doesn't have an offensive brain.
Right. They should have went back to Butch Davis.
Motherfucking Butchie. That 0-1 Canes?
Greatest team ever, man.
Ever. Fuck Maurice Claret.
Cheating ass nigga.
Grey Goose get loose. Grey Goose get loose. Grey Goose get motherfucking loose.
It's your country cousins. We back for another one of them things. It's your boy Dub.
It's your guy Pretty Flocko,
aka
International Rome,
aka
Drop Dick in your bitch from the back.
Hit stick, drop dick, and what?
Talk shit.
Talk shit. We're missing the third leg of our tripod, Mr. Tyler motherfucking Durden. But he's been replaced with the illustrious bromosexual
man of the hour.
We call him H-Town Shawty.
Potato Chip.
What's your name, you?
Shawty. Hey, I just want to let y'all know, if y'all catch me working at Trader Joe's, don't take no pictures. I'll smack the shit out of one of y'all. That's on my mama.
God damn. Tell us how you really feel,
On that note, though, shout out to Jeffrey Owens. Motherfucker that was an actor. I mean, actors' lifespans are not guaranteed, and shit ain't normal. It's just like a musician. You fall off, you gotta go find your next life.
Right.
That motherfucker is doing his thing, just being a normal person now, and the Fox News tried to shit on him. But it flipped on them because all they did was get him interviews on TV. Mm-hmm. Somebody gonna sneak him off in the movie now.
Yep.
So fuck y'all for trying to, you know, shit on somebody that ain't even down. Like, I could see if he was down or had some kind of problem. Even then, that ain't the time to sit, stomp on nobody. But, you know, shout out to Jeffrey Owens for, you know, just being a real man and taking a job and doing what he got to do to not be in a fucked up situation.
He's willing to provide for his family. My thing is, you ain't about to run up on me taking pictures like I'm Chingy or somebody. God, I will fire on you.
God damn.
Shots fired.
R.I.P. to Chinky.
I'm just saying, man, you're just not going to do it. Like, I respect that man for saying, I want to work, take care of my family, and just chill. I get it.
Right.
But I'm normal. You're just not going to walk up on me taking no pictures like that.
And even with that, like, Chinky trying to do his social media, like, what is he doing? Like, some spiritual, like, right, commentating type shit?
Count
doing
songs and shit.
He doing something where, dude, just being normal. Like, let him be normal.
And that's what I would say. At least he didn't fall off and trying to, you know, use like 15 minutes of fame and just sort of doing dumb shit. You know what I mean? Just get a check. You're right. He's just trying to be an average day, average Joe.
Right.
Like your boy,
I'm saying.
That's So Raven.
Orlando Brown. Hey, the GOAT.
Bars.
The GOAT. Orlando Brown. You got QA. Somebody got to find me a video or something, or some sound bites.
I got his best quotable. The motherfucker said, not only do I kiss him brown, but I'm Orlando Brown when I describe him titties.
This dude is amazing. He's amazing.
We're going to have to drop that in right there.
Please.
But, man, the other hot take this week is white rappers beefing. Like,
all this white on white crime come up.
All this white on white crime. Tiki Torches are going out of season, so they didn't start ripping up bars. Machine Gun Kelly snapped on Eminem. G Easy snapped on Machine Gun Kelly. M shitted on everybody. What's your take on that? Who had the best bars?
Who has the best?
Let's go there first.
Hey, I gotta ride with MGK, bro. Like, I've been a fan of his low key, just because this nigga put Ray Cash on the song.
Oh,
bro.
Ray Cash.
Ray motherfucking Cash. I gotta respect that. You know what I mean? And then, like MGK say, hey, M keep talking about something. He called out niggas. Hey, I get trick for you. Like he said, you about to be 50. Why you got to have another man fight your battles? We know Trick the Goon.
I mean, but that's Trick. That's no fly zone. The bar was something like, you know, that shit don't fly around here type thing.
Okay.
So, you know, most M shit, you got to listen to like three times to see it. All his subliminals on the subliminals, right?
Right.
First off, the album was not great. There hasn't been a great Eminem album in years.
Ever. Since he's been sober.
I like, I guess, to me, the best one was Recovery of the last 10 years.
Oh. 10 years? Shit.
He's had like 5 albums in 10 years.
So, to me,
the best one. You're not an Eminem fan at all.
None. Because I can't relate to none that I fuck my mom, I want to kill myself. I can't relate to that psychotic shit, man.
I think it's a Slim Shady show that was actually dope. Like, that shit was actually cool. Like,
is that the one with Superman on there?
Yeah, that one was pretty dope.
That's the Marshall Mathers LP?
I believe so. And the one before that was cool with like 06 Bonnie and Clyde. The one with the one with him and Dre going back and forth. You know what I'm talking about.
They had a video.
Yes.
I think that was on. Was that on Encore? Nope.
No, it was
Encore on. Was bad, real bad.
It was
Stat Checker.
The Eminem show had Superman.
That was hard.
Until I Collapse. Shout out to Nate Dogg. Clean Out My Closet. Summer Mama. Slim Shady LP was Guilty Conscious.
Yes, Guilty Conscious.
And that was Bonnie and Clyde. That's Slim Shady.
The Slim Shady LP.
That's 99.
God damn.
That's what I'm saying. But it hasn't been hot for how long?
He had Relapse, then Recovery.
And his career never recovered.
Then Marshall Mathers LP, then Revival, and now Kamikaze. I legit liked Recovery. And it because he wasn't talking about the mama shit.
Okay.
But respectfully, you're not going to get in a battle cypher with him. M will eat your lunch.
I liked how MGK actually stepped up and actually tried to come at him. One, it's gonna get his name back buzzing if nothing else. Two, he was hitting him with some facts.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, especially if all the shit's true about M blocking him from going on all them shows.
That's heavy.
I mean, but you can't bark at the wrong tree and not expect to get shitted on like that.
Right. I mean, one thing I like about MGK is that the beat was dope. His rhyming scheme, his flow pattern was dope.
That's his lane.
Right. But then also he was like, hey, we know you the GOAT. But then he's like, hey, you great, bro. But you fucking suck now. Let it go.
The albums have sucked. Now,
I mean, MGK ain't put out an album though.
Thank you. He's never had a great album.
Never.
Have you listened to MGK album?
Yes.
Yeah. The one, he's only had maybe like 3 like full length albums, right?
Right.
I can only name 2 MGK songs that are worth the fuck to me. Bad. The Land and Wild Boy. Wow. The remix though.
That's because everybody on it. I like the Land and Land remix.
That's one song.
I know, right? But Ray Cash on the remix, bro.
Man, I'm going to get Cuckoo Cow and make this shit even. We're going to bring Cuckoo Cow back, put him on a song with him, and make it even.
I mean, shit. MGK had a song with Jeezy that was dope, too. Can't think of the name of it right now.
I mean, but Jeezy nice, though.
Jeezy is...
No, I'm talking about Jeezy, y'all.
Oh.
I'll say, but Jeezy is actually nice.
Yeah.
Jeezy's the best white rapper out to me. I don't like Logic.
I can't do that. Get over that shit. Like,
yeah. I mean, I respect Logic has bars, but I can't just listen to it. It's like J. Cole to me.
J. Cole will put you to sleep.
Right.
I respect him, though.
Yeah.
I respect him. He talked good
shit. Machine Gun Kelly had Alice in Wonderland.
And
General Admission. And Bloom. That was the name of his album.
Hey, I ain't say the motherfucker was... He's still white. Shit.
That's true.
He's still white.
He is very white, sir.
That's true.
Very, very
and
white.
And he fucked Emerald, so...
He did?
I haven't. Shit.
I'm about to.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like, she fucked 21 Savage.
Well, it was a relationship with Buddy. He was walking, like, kids to school and shit.
He's walking and slept walk. You want that kind of pussy? I don't want that kind of pussy.
Hey, nah. That's... Savage got a man job.
I'm sorry, though. I'm still smashing. If Amber Rose go give me some box, I'm smashing.
Of course. But I don't need to be that kind of strong guy. I don't want to be in a slut walk.
Right. I don't need that bitch.
I'm not going to be. You're not going to catch me outside with it.
Hey, that bitch had that nigga horribly.
Well, conscious. That was the prerequisite to fuck.
Nah. Ain't no prerequisite to fuck.
I mean, shit. Sometimes you start a class and you just drop out.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Just pay the bill.
Just pay the bill.
Fuck it.
I was a freshman for it. 3 semesters, nigga. Shit.
No, but seriously, though, it's certain things you ain't gonna do. I mean, and I think she know the game. I mean, she, what I do like about sis is that she don't hide her shit. Like, she
live her truth.
She live her fucking truth. She's like, yeah, fuck. Shit, what's up?
And she get into that bag, though. That's what I think. That's what I respect the most about her. She get to that bag and she's not living off Wiz. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Or the Kanye prenuptial.
Well, she can't say shit about Ye.
But she's got to have some kind of payout on him, like annual payout.
Probably $100,000.
Dude.
Right, he'll shit that to keep his little dirty secrets.
What?
Am I getting pegged?
Am I putting a strap and going to work?
It's called, yeah. My boy White Chocolate told me it's called pegging.
God damn, man. That's just called
pegging.
That shit called gay.
getting that boy pussy fucked.
Since we talk about white people, one of our melanin-ly challenged friends recently got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple words for you, sir. About what we're not going to do at your wedding or at your bachelor party or any therefore statement event that will precede or follow your engagement, sir. Mm. Number one, we will not have a bachelor party that starts on a Saturday at 11 a.m. at a golf course.
Nah.
We're not going to Top Golf.
Nah.
We're not playing a round of 18.
Nah.
We're not going, what's the shit on the river? We're not going float, on a float trip. We're
not going on a float trip.
Mm-mm. I can't swim in a way.
So, those are things that are not going to happen. We're just letting you know this right now.
We're not getting matching shirts either for the bachelor party. I saw that gay shit too.
God damn.
When I was in Mexico. That shit, like, you motherfuckers matching? Like, with, we ain't going to be walking around announcing this a bachelor party either. Like,
we're gonna say with the groom, he gonna have a I'm the groom shirt
with a sash. With a sash. Fuck out of here.
Well, I'm sure he's gonna say grooming.
Yeah,
grooming. Yeah, landscaping.
None of that. Then you can go to the wedding. I'm will not. If I am in said party, I will not be walking with an ugly friend. That is not happening right now. You're not about to put me with the friend of hers from high school that just got out of a relationship. She got fat and got a thyroid problem.
God damn.
Her gout messing up. She got on sandals.
And she pissed. Like, and she can't. She didn't fit in the dress that the other bridesmaid get. So her dress is like different color. And off color.
Right, right.
I ain't doing it.
I mean, hey. And we're not listening to 90s pop all night at the reception.
Mm-hmm. Reception.
I said reception. Shout out to Jeezy.
Yeah.
At the reception.
First, let's back up. We're not listening to somebody ruin any wedding intro songs with the bride walking down either. There will be no acapella or what's the white version of acapella with music?
Karaoke?
where they have like a Yaconelli.
Oh, fuck.
God damn.
That's a big word, right? That's a nice word. We're not doing that shit. Have somebody that with some soul that can sing. Go get Ariana Grande.
And let's me grope her.
Shout out to that reverend that tried to grab that titty on the side.
Hey, my hero.
Your hero.
My hero.
Was that an 8-hour funeral? We're not having an 8-hour wedding.
Fuck no.
That's the that wedding got a box set.
All right, now we can get to the reception.
And I ain't eating no goddamn potato salad
with raisins in it.
Hey, facts. You better have like alcohol. We don't do no keg shit.
Open bar. Yeah. Open bar for 2 hours. Not the well liquor shit either.
Yeah. You know we drink dark liquor too.
I'm on that hand. Bruh, if a white person serving Henny at their wedding, like, are they automatically?
They automatically in.
Yeah.
They automatically in. We gotta pass them through. We not gonna let them get jumped to get white shamed for hanging out with us. That gonna happen.
We let him wear his Air Monarchs, and we wouldn't talk about him.
We will. Yeah, we want let him wear his skateboard shoes.
His moccasins.
Now what's the Nike joints? It's the Stan, like they look like Stan Smiths but Nikes.
I don't know what the fuck Stan Smith is.
Adidas.
CLOs.
CLOs.
Oh, sorry.
I know what light up Skechers are.
All right, I know what the roller joints are. I don't know why every fucking kid wants them retarded ass shoes.
The Heelys?
Yeah, the Heelys.
Heelys coming back?
Man, they gonna come back.
Them bitches bought them hard as shit too, bruh.
Cause baggy pants are coming back.
Nah. Shout out to Jabos, bruh.
Yeah.
Baggy pants ain't
I'm about to cop me a pair of Jabos. With some Soldier Reeves, some white joints. You hear me?
Dog.
You still got your 3X jerseys, right?
I chose them shit, man.
This motherfucker got all 60 size jerseys.
I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking, man? Like,
man, I thought we were hard back in the day.
Them bitches heavy as fuck on me. I'm like, nigga, I'm 40 pounds heavier than I was.
Drowning like a motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, I had a mean jersey collection at one point.
I mean, I got jerseys now, but they fit like a grown man shit. Like for real. Like I'm not trying to hold a strap in my shit. Shit. No, what else
we got? Is white chocolate Catholic?
I think white chocolate is Catholic, but he don't follow no. So, he like us. He don't follow no religion.
You don't have to, but like if you get married, because
he ain't gonna follow. You ain't gonna tell him what to do. He will tell that priest to fuck off.
No, I get it.
The Catholic shit, they got that up down shit in the way.
He not doing that. I'm telling you
right. He ain't got to do it no way. He in the front.
No, so Catholics, when they get married, right? It's a strip. It's a service. You doing a whole fucking service.
I put that on my mama. Right. He ain't gonna do that. He don't want to be there in the first place.
Big facts. That's why if I ever do it again, it's gonna be off site. Ain't gonna be at no church.
I ain't married at the courthouse. We just gonna have a fire ass party.
That's what's up. And I'm dropping dick off in all the.
That's where he should walk out to. I'm dropping dick off. Oh.
What are you walking out to this week?
Man, he came. I told him that. He said something about Stone Cold. I don't know, man. You never know. He may come out to.
Crip.
When he come out to that, I'm losing my shit. I swear I'm losing my shit.
You never know it, buddy. You never know. Like, he's just a wild young man. He's still thinking about it. He got turned into a couple days, so. Whatever it is, it's going to be the clean version. Because, you know, that smile, bitch. I said, you know, that's edited version, right? He goes, good. I said, well, I'm walking with you, so you're good. So you got the pass.
Great.
You know, the whole crowd going to chill out. If you came out there with, you know, all white corners, you may have had some issues right. In the conversation.
Because he come out like Manny Pacquiao, like all smiling and happy and shit. Like, yeah. He needed a better game face.
Like that's why I swear I'm glad he on the wave that he on right now, because he's on what, 4-fight win streak.
Mm-hmm.
But he always comes out too happy to me. Like for me, in my mind, even like when I was in the Marine Corps, right, we'd be doing training and shit like that. Mentally, I had to go somewhere dark. Like I had to get angry to fuck some shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wouldn't even talk to you after we was grappling and shit like that. I have to calm down after that shit, but I can't go in that shit all happy and shit like that. You know what I mean?
It's the same in the back though. In the back, he don't talk to nobody. No talk to body. He punching himself in the face. He's like, I think he has to like balance it out.
He need to keep that same energy.
Yeah.
On the walk.
Right.
Cause then like, I don't feel more vested. It's like when this motherfucker, when we go hoop, we in the car. He won't talk to you on my way to hoop. Hey. Ain't no conversation. He turned radio all the way up. If you start talking, the motherfucker just keep turning the radio up. He's not even gonna look at you. It's straight game time.
Hey, so when we, you know, warm up shots, if you ain't on my team, I don't give you no down rebound. Better come get your own change, bitch. I don't know you at the moment. I'm sorry.
These motherfuckers taking games 16 serious. God damn. I'm out there like Hoodie Mello. Full sweats, hood on.
That's how you warm up.
I play like that with a jersey over.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I hit pass out.
Right. Oh, man, I'm be current, man, and give you buckets.
Then that's what talking shit. That's what mentally gets me going right there.
See, everybody keep telling me, don't talk to me.
I heard. See, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, so, just I tell you, the best, just leave me alone.
I purposely talk shit to him for y'all.
It happened this past Monday.
Hey, bro, he said your shoes trash.
No, this motherfucker.
What did he say? That's all you got?
Hey, a dude that we played against, we had 15 out there. We never get 15. He's about 12. And he's new, 6'7", 6'8". And he's guarding me. Big boy. Athlete like T.O. Run like T.O.
Damn.
You know, but, you know, I'm driving. I'm thinking he's going to beat my shit. Well, he ain't going to beat me up. He fouled me. And then his boy said something to him. He goes, I'm not worried about him. All you look to do is shoot jump shots. After that, it was over. I'm off for Troy, so I said nothing but hand me setting screen so I can get a mismatch on him. And I just kept talking to him through gang signs in his face.
So it became James Harden, huh?
And so, hey, I started cooking.
Can you do the step back now?
Yeah, step back.
In your brain, you don't think it's a travel?
Mm-mm. Stop.
I'm just saying, like, that wasn't a normal move when we was growing up. So, like,
you had to step back back then.
Not like, that heavy.
Not like he. No, but I always did a step back.
You've always did a little hop.
I do a step.
I'm talking about the full Harden.
Right.
Yeah. No. It's long as I mean.
Yours was still in rhythm.
Yeah, it's a rhythm. I'm all about rhythm though. If I'm not in rhythm, I won't even shoot it.
That's true.
I won't shoot it. Like I won't press it. Like I won't. I'm not a selfish player.
Boom, boom. Get back.
Move. I tell you, move.
I did that to him the last time we played. They was trying to come set sprint, like, get out the way.
Move.
I don't need that.
Move.
That shit was funny as hell.
They still was coming.
Move. Well, right. I mean, so.
What other way they
be a transition.
Partake.
Oh, okay. I won't be throwing rice or nothing like that. That's rice too expensive.
Bird seeds.
Man, fuck that. I ain't throwing shit.
Wait.
We'll do bubbles.
You more than likely going to be at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So we need you to be the wrap it up speech box. Just start taking motherfuckers' mics.
Oh, I pull that bitch. Start pulling plugs and shit.
Cause you get a solid 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And it should go down. If you're the best man, you get 4. If you anybody else, you get 3. The next nigga at the table, he get 2. Like we were at a wedding.
Uh oh.
Bruh. Everybody up there wanted to talk. Mm-hmm. They just passing the mic down. I'm like, well, y'all shut the fuck up. They already married.
Right.
Like, what advice you going to give to two motherfuckers that just spent $10,000 on a wedding?
God damn.
10 is cheap nowadays.
I get it. Because back in 08, I spent, what, 8?
I'm just saying. You spent 8 in Mississippi, motherfucker. That's like 25 in a regular city.
Hey, because our punk ass daddy backed out. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna pay for it. That nigga just bought the goddamn dress. Me and her mama paid for that shit.
So yeah, you need to be in charge of the mic. No long speeches. No awkward daddy daughter dances.
That's gonna happen, man.
Yeah.
For him, mother son dances. I could just see them doing something weird.
Dog, I'm gonna set all that shit down, man. Like. I want to DJ it, too. Like, I want to DJ it, throw the bachelor party security. plan the shit.
We had the invite list.
Invite list, the table sittings, and the food.
So you want to be the wedding coordinator, huh?
Do you mix black people with white people at a white wedding?
Yes. You have to. Well, about this, you don't have to. You got to put people who know who.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then if they don't know nobody, then you start going, who would get along with who?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if, you know, obviously, most likely y'all going to be there, and it'll be y'all, but it'll be with, like...
With JM.
With JM if he ain't at the table. Or with...
Luigi.
He won't be there.
He won't be there.
He won't be there.
He won't probably be there. That's a whole other story. With Kevin.
Okay.
With Engel, you know what I mean? Or, like... Somebody like that knows sport. Steve, man. Yes.
We'll be there with Steve.
Yes.
We're going to be there with Kevin. Kevin going to be close.
Maybe. You never know with Kevin. Kevin, wild boy, man. Shout out to Engel.
First off, the artist formerly known as Flacco don't need to sit near Kevin's wife.
God damn. Titty. That ties. Hey, no disrespect, Kevin. Hey, I'm a titty man, too. Salute.
Man.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But
she get wild.
She get wild, man. She a tough girl, man.
You gotta think about it. I never disrespect anyone in a circle.
That ain't the circle. That's like a
hypotenuse
triangle.
But the problem is that hypotenuse triangle got hands like goddamn cinder blocks.
Yeah.
And he damn near killed somebody in the damn ring. Literally.
You can have that.
Yeah. I'll
nope. Yeah, I just leave that alone. You want some of my man?
Nope. Yeah, he's a wild boy, man. Shout out to the hitman.
Damn, what's wrong with your friend? He ain't even looking at us. Shit. I heard stories. I don't need that in my life.
Man.
Just do walk around talking about Emmett Till.
Oh, Lord. But back to you, just put people who have fun and not be awkward and not be make uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
You don't want to. Hell, that go for black weddings, too. You got people that are beefing in weddings. I got family members that walked out their sister's wedding because the other sister from the other mama came in.
Yeah, you didn't have yours, right?
No, I was beefing with my granny.
damn.
No, like it's crazy. Like, you know, my granny tried to take over the shit. I'm like, look, I don't care because
it's for her.
Right, it's for her. She's like, well, your sister need to be in the way. And I'm like, she's not going to tell me who need to be in one of my groomsmen. I'm not going to tell her, like, her my sister ain't cool.
Yeah.
Well, fucking, I ain't come. I said, shit, nigga, don't come. And me and my grandfather, we got into it because he thought I said some other shit to my grandma, which I didn't. He just misunderstood me. That nigga ain't even come. I said, really, Pops, you do me like that? Hey, it's about principle, son. Really, nigga, you a teachable moment right now at my biggest day? All right.
Hey, my biological dad didn't come because he didn't get his own invite. But he didn't come back in the day because he didn't get his own invite. And who I call my dad was, you know, y'all know him. He everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He out here.
Being out here. So, Buddy didn't get his own, like, he didn't get his plus one, so he didn't show up. Yeah. But mind you, before that, I ain't seen him in like 7 years, 8 years for that.
I deserve a plus one.
I ain't seen Buddy in 15 years.
Yeah.
I know he's breathing somewhere.
Shit, my biological dad showed up. That's the only thing he showed up to. That nigga ain't come to my college graduation, my Marine Corps graduation. None of the big moments. He came in to eat, guys.
He came for open bar.
Open bar. Look at some bitches.
My biological dad, you know this story, showed up at my college graduation and said, I quote, I heard you the man around here. I said, yeah. He goes, hook your daddy up with some pussy. Now, mind you, he ain't been in my life for that 5-7 years. So he showed up with my brother Yurt. And that's the first, after I come off the stage, no congratulations, I heard you the man around here. Hook your daddy up with some pussy.
God.
You don't take your old ass on.
Hey.
That's savage life.
Stop.
That's my uncle. I think, like, my uncle, I swear to God, when I went to college, Every time I came home or some shit like that, he was like, hey, where the hoes at? Motherfucker, if you don't sit your wrinkled dick ass down, fucker. Like, I can't even respect that. You know what I mean?
Damn. Well, in summation.
Whoa, big words. Come on, T.I.
Dictionary.com.
Multiple syllabic words, sir. Slow that down.
How many syllables in that shit?
Come on, so what?
Yeah. Intimation.
Well, I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm saying that's a slight form of disrespect, motherfucker.
That's your
name?
Now.
I want you to be my nigga and help me with the sale.
No, you wanted a nigga? Nigga, here now.
You know, keep the number earlier, we fuck midgets in the ass.
God, y'all fucked up my whole.
You said a word, I can't even say it again.
You can say, it's not even that long.
In summation?
Two words. In summation.
Did that think that was one word?
Summation. That's a lot of motherfucking syllables.
That's a lot of syllables.
Summation.
Right.
Two words.
Right.
That's two. In summation is two words?
Yeah. In. I-N. See. Oh. In conclusion. In summation.
Somebody went to new job alert today. New job alert. He went and sat in an HR meeting today.
God, bro. With the start a new gig. Get there. 8:30. By 12:30, I'm doing the modules and shit, right? My boss come around. Hey, did you ever get a laptop? Nah, bro, I'm on your laptop. Oh, that's right. Let's just go for a walk.
What the fuck?
He just started showing me a tour, gave me a tour.
What kind of happy shit is that?
And then he was like, oh, we got another guy starting next week. I was going to just wait and go to lunch. But fuck that, man. We're just going to go to lunch this Friday. You like pizza? Let's go to Pie. You been to Pie? Let's go to Pie. Hey, man, it's cool, whatever. I'm paying, too. Cool. I like free food.
Right.
And then he's like, and then when new guy starts, we'll take him to lunch, too. And then I'll still pay for you guys then, too. I'm just excited, man. You guys are fucking awesome. I love your resumes. I love how you interview. Motherfucker just going. Found out. We have a makeshift gym, like Rocky type gym in the back. It's a pole vaulting equipment in the room. Like the pole vaulters come over there and practice like during bad weather. So they have like weights, like weird benches, like some old shit you would see like in the hood in the front yard.
Right. Some West Coast Compton shit.
West Coast Compton, exactly. I was waiting for a nigga named Tootie to come out the back. So he's over there, and then they had the, like, box jumps.
Yeah.
And he's like, right. He's like, man, it was me and the other guy that started today or whatever. He's like, which one of you guys can hit this one? I was like, that's 4 feet. I got that. He's like, you do it in dress shoes. I give you $20.
He's trying to fuck. Hey, let me see that ass jump.
Needless to say, this is going to be a fun work environment. This motherfucker crazy.
No. What the fuck kind of place you working at, man?
Man.
They got PlayStation in there?
They have the, even better.
Nintendo Cube.
No, they got the shit. They got the room. He took us over there. The room where they hook all the shit to you, where they do the PlayStation motion. They got the motion room there.
And they're creating virtual reality sex films.
Hey.
That's on everything.
So, white chocolate, don't fuck up. That's all we got.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one part thing on a serious note. I have to say RIP to my homie Joseph Gordon Jr. He passed away this morning. Much love, homie.
Country Cousins.
We ain't going to Nike.
We keep it 100. We keep it 100.